Welcome to 1979. I hope you like it. Cleaning, it's kind of cute, actually. And on tonight's programme, we'll be broadcasting five sessions, some of the more significant sessions from the past year, in fact. Number one is De Dannon from January. Two, Susie and the Banshees from February. Three, Elvis Costello and the Attractions from March. Four, Reggae Regular from April. And five, the Boomtown Rats from May. But, most importantly, perhaps the moment the nation has been waiting with awaiting with bated breath over the entire holiday season, the top 10 records from our best of 50. We start there with the Sessions and Susie and the Banshees. Banshees, of course, and that's Hong Kong Garden, as you doubtless know. And the record of that appeared in the Festive 50, one of the seven tracks by Susie and the Banshees, which did so. So you're desperately looking around to find out where it is, just in case you're interested. I should have all these bits of paper. Susie and the Banshees, number 22 it was, in case you're keeping notes. And what have we got for you now? Reggae Regular, the first and them, not anymore.
And
From one of our most highly regarded reggae sessions of the year, Reggae Regular, and not anymore. More from them, obviously, later on in the programme. And, well, I hope you had a jolly start to the year. Mine was rather bizarre, I must confess, because some 3 hours before the end of 1978, I was sliding my high-powered racing car with some panache into a welcoming snowdrift on my way to a bit of a party. Managed to get it out, though, but it took a bit of work doing so. Well, impressive, actually, digging around in snowdrifts in the pitch dark miles out in the country. And 3 hours into 1979, I was ending a friendship of some 6 or 7 years standing with somebody rather violent, which is very distressing. So my year hasn't started off too well. Perhaps it will only get better from now on, I think. This is Elvis Costello and the Attractions. Let's pump it up.
Thank you.
Pump It Up, that's Elvis Costello and the Attractions, and on tomorrow night's programme we're finally going to get around to the new album, Armed Forces, and play you tracks from that, along with a session from Lena Lovitch and a wordless tribute to one area of the British Isles, which perhaps a trifle unexpectedly has provided us with a wealth of good music in 1978. That'll be the last time we look back into the old year, incidentally, I think. Always looking forward, you see, that's the sort of programme. This is the next record, not the next record, the first tape from the Boomtown Rats is for Chris Modica. Europe's most determined liggers, the Boomtown Rats, and that's Watch Out for the Normal People. More Irish music now, but of a markedly different cast. We'll be right back. about our best folk session, I think, of 1978 as well. That's De Dannon and A Trip to Durrow and The Maid Behind the Bar. Another one now from Susie and the Banshees. Two authorities have suggested that the two sessions which Susie and the Banshees recorded for this programme under the direction of Tony Wilson have been rather better than the LP, and I actually rather tend to go along with that. Excellent though the LP is, I like these sessions better. That's Carcass, of course, and already 7 Susie and the Banshees tracks are featured in the Festive 50. Will any make the top 10? Well, we'll be starting playing the top 10 of your Festive 50 in about an hour's time, so you'll be able to discover it then. Elvis Costello again.
Girls that it's going to be. Gave a little breath, gave a comes up a little girl in his lonely gift. My fellow to the wife and the daughter to the son. She'll laugh, she'll smile. The car in the back of the she looks like a girl. I don't want to go to the
Costello and the attractions. I don't want to go to Chelsea. Actually, it's not Chelsea, obviously, that I'm worried about this season. Not even Everton. Actually, it's West Bromwich. They look very good, you know. I haven't seen them, actually. I've seen them on television. They look rather impressive. This is a reggae regular. Where is Jar?
Where is God?
That one's called Where Is Jazz. Very difficult to think of anything to say, though, when you're just running sessions one after another. Perhaps I won't say anything.
We'll be right back.
Not easy living in East Anglia, I'll tell you that. Actually, also, over the past few days, I drove all the way up to Norwich from where I live, which is about 35 miles, something like that, to see the Edge play, only to get on a very, very nasty night indeed. But one has to do these things in showbiz, you know, it's not all easy. And got there, and of course, the gig had been cancelled. That's life, though, in so many ways, isn't it? I was having a look at the seeing what's on Radio 1 tomorrow, and I noticed that Andy Peebles has a programme between 4 o'clock and 5.30, which says here is going to be featuring music to drive home to and to build snowmen to. In fact, very pleasant afternoon music. What does that mean, I wonder? Anyway, we'll find out tomorrow. This is another from Dadannan.
Take me out to danger. No, I will marry you, marry you, marry you. No, I will marry you, but why you are a stranger? Why didn't you turn me down? Why didn't you turn me down? Why didn't you turn me down before you did the harm? What a harm did you do? What a harm did you do? What a harm did you do? But rolling in me harm. Take me out of danger. No, I will marry you, marry you, marry you. No, I will marry you, but why you are a stranger? Why did you turn me so? Why did you turn me so? Why did you turn me so? What did you tell me? How would I tell you so? How could I tell you so? But if I did, there's a doubt I never could to get injured.
Moynihan doing the singing there, and Johnny also plays mandolin and bouzouki, whereas Frankie Gavin plays fiddle and whistle. Charlie Piggott plays banjo, mandolin and whistle. Alec Finn plays the bouzouki, mandolin and cello. Ringo Madonna plays the drums and the bones, and Tim Lyons does a bit of singing, and also plays accordion. That's Dadannan, and that was Love, Will You Marry Me? Another from Elvis.
I don't want to hear another word about you. I just from them sleep. Don't come, let his girl.
I'm sure you've already heard tracks from the new Elvis Costello and the Attractions LP, but we'll be playing more of them on tomorrow night's programme with the music contained within the exotic packaging. Very good. That was You Belong to Me. And here's another from Susie.
Thank you.
Boomers, that's like clockwork. Another coming up now from Junior Eubanks, lead guitar, Patrick Donegan, no relation I think to Lonnie, on rhythm guitar and backing vocals, George Clark keyboards, Trevor Salmon bass, Errol Francis on drums, Alan King vocals, and Tony Rookwood vocals. Tony does the vocals on this, in fact, which is called Weedstalk, and that's reggae regular. We'll be right back. That's Dedannon with a couple of jigs, Tom Billy's and Sean Ryan's and a couple of reels. The Sand Mount and the Clocher Reel. I'm sure it's not pronounced Clocher, but it's something like that. Anyway, my apologies to anybody who lives there. Is it a place? I don't know. Probably is. This is Elvis Costello and the Attractions, The Beat. That's the last from Elvis Costello and the Attractions for tonight, and that was The Beat. Unless, of course, there are any of his tunes in the top 10 in the Festive 50, which we'll start playing to you in about 20 minutes' time. So that means there's at least one long track coming up. The Boomtown Rats, and this is the last from them. It's me and Howard Hughes. Thank you. From the Boomtowns. We keep getting sessions planned with them, new sessions for which, for one reason or another, they don't seem to be able to do. Perhaps we've got one lined up early in the new year. Perhaps they'll do one. It'd be very nice if they did, anyway, because, well, look, they're famous, and so on. It's too nice to get a session out of them. Susie and the Banshees, and, oh dear. I don't know what it was. Anyway, must have been those eggs, I think. Susie and the Banshees, and this is Helter Skelter. Certainly must get a session from those blighters early in 1979 as well. Susie and the Banshees and Helter Skelter. And taking us up to the number 10 record in your festive 50, Reggae Regular and Fool's Game. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Regular, and that's Fool's Game, plus Dub, and the last from them on tonight's programme. And now, in just a matter of seconds, we return to the Festive 50, the top 10 records. And in case I keep going through this for the benefit of people who may not know what a Festive 50 is, or perhaps even care, but about the beginning of October, I invited listeners, as I had done 2 years ago, to send in their three favourite tracks of all time, LP tracks or singles. And I awarded these 3 points for one, two for two, and one for three, and worked them up into this Festive 50. And I must admit, I was, you know, anxious. Obviously, it's very interesting to see how the thing changed from 2 years ago. And it's seven tracks survived from the charts of 2 years ago. And in case you've missed the earlier programmes, and because I have rather a lot of time on my hands, I'll read you out the bottom bit of the 50, and then we get round to number 10. At number 50 was Metal Postcard, Susie and the Banshees. 49, Emerald, Thin Lizzy. 48, Like a Hurricane, Neil Young. 47, Summertime Blues, Flying Lizards. 46, Desolation Row, Bob Dylan. 45, EMI, The Sex Pistols. 44, In the City, Jam. 43, Jigsaw Feeling, Susie and the Banshees. 42, Mirage, Susie and the Banshees. 41, Switch, Susie and the Banshees. At 40, London Lady by The Stranglers. At 39, My Generation, The Who. At 38, Overground, Susie and the Banshees. 37, Alison, Elvis Costello. 36, Like a Rolling Stone, Bob Dylan. 35, Dancing the Night Away, The Motors. 34, Helter Skelter, Susie and the Banshees. 33, No More Heroes, The Stranglers. 32, Hanging Around, The Stranglers. 31, Layla, Derek and the Dominoes. 30, Moving Away from the Pulse Beat, The Buzzcocks. 29, Shine On You, Crazy Diamond, The Pink Floyd. 28, Sultans of Swing, Dire Straits. Number 27, Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll, Ian Dury. 26, Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen. 25, Watching the Detectives, Elvis Costello. 24, Down in the Tube Station, Jam. 23, Police and Thieves, The Clash. 22, Hong Kong Garden, Susie and the Banshees. 21, Madame George, Van Morrison. 20, Can't Stand My Baby, The Rizzillos. 19, Free Bird, Lynyrd Skynyrd. 18, Holidays in the Sun, Sex Pistols. 17, Another Girl, Another Planet, The Only Ones. At 16, Heroes, David Bowie. 15, White Riot, The Clash. 14, Stairway to Heaven, Led Zeppelin, which was number one in 1976. 13, New Rose, The Damned. 12, Boredom, The Buzzcocks. And at 11, Alternative Ulster. And already some interesting things. I mean, for example, nothing in there from Magazine, nothing in there from Sham 69. Will there be anything in the top 10? Well, we'll find out now. This is number 10. Very pleased to see that there, I must confess. Those are the Undertones and Teenage Kicks, of course. Number 10. Hello. Number 10 in the Festive 50. At number 9, it's quite interesting, too, because, I mean, obviously, some of it are supposed to be like the great records of all time, you know, which going right back to the start of rock and roll in 1954, 55, if you like. But some of the records, quite a few of them, as you will have noticed, the records which were in the charts at the time and people were invited to send in their contributions or had just dropped out of them. At number 9, this.
You're not a little boy, you're a baby.
that's number 9 in your festive 50, Public Image Limited. And Public Image, of course, 2 years ago it was Day in the Life by the Beatles, which was number 9. Great many of you have sussed out exactly which records are going to be in the top 10, but not perhaps the order that they're in. That's at number 8, the Buzzcocks, What Do I Get? And it's the third from the Buzzcocks to appear in the Festive 50, as this is the third by the Clash at number 7.
Right,
That's number 7 in the Festive 50, White Man in Hammersmith Palais. And 2 years ago, Two years ago, at number 6 was All Right Now by Free, whereas this year it's... Vacant at number 6, and that's only the third Sex Pistols track to get in there, which is a trifle surprising, the others being EMI at 45, and what was the other, Holidays in the Sun, which was at number 18. This was number 5.
Right.
enjoying this, I must say. That's Magazine, Shop of Both Sides, and that's number five. This is one of those programmes, actually a lot of them are, where you really wish you knew what people who are listening to the programme are actually doing. You know, whether people say, what's all this 50-50 that he's talking about? Or whether there are actually people sitting there like, writing it all down and wanting to know what's going on. Probably none of those at all, I should imagine. Anyway, I was very pleased to see this at number four. Suspect of Ice, Stiff Little Fingers, and that's number four in the Festive 50. And at number three...
Oh,
I'll Save the Queen, and that's at number 3 in the Festive 50. And I will say this, if I were to compile a list of my own top 20 rock singles of all time, which would include things like The Stones' Satisfaction and Peter Gunn's Dwayne, I mean, Peter Gunn's Dwayne Eddy, or Dwayne Eddy's Peter Gunn even, who can say? Your top 6 would probably get in there as well, as the Sex Pistols, of course, pretty vacant at 6, Shop Up Other Sides at 5, Suspect of Ice at 4, God Save the Queen, as you just heard, at 3, and this at 2. Number 2 in the Festive 50, and that's Complete Control. And I imagine most of you Sherlock Holmeses out there have deduced what was number 1. I will tell you this before I play it. It got nearly twice as many votes as Complete Control, and 5 times as many votes as Stairway to Heaven did 2 years ago when it came number 1. And of course, it had to be.
Yeah.
Anarchy in the UK is Sex Pistols, number one in your festive 50, and I must say I thought you chose very well indeed. I was knocked out with it all myself, I must. On tomorrow night's programme, a session from Lena Lovitch, Elvis Costello's new album, and a tribute on Wax to Part of the British Isles, which has provided us with a great many good records this year, but you can't guess what that is. So I hope you'll join me tomorrow night, and thanks very much for listening to this. I hope you've enjoyed it half as much as I have. Good night.